Emily Payton is running for governor as a candidate of the Truth Matters Party. She's run for governor every year since 2010. She is the founder and co-owner of Hempfully Green Healing House, and she lives in Putney. I talked with her recently and asked her why she's running for governor again this year.
Thank you for the question, Bob. My leadership, or I'd rather say my guidance, is becoming more and more relevant. Very passionate that people find their sovereign integrity in the face of overarching governments. And I'm particularly passionate now about medical freedom. And so I am leading or guiding people to enact our authority under Article 7 of our Constitution right now. So that's what we're doing. We're organizing around the state. We're organizing assemblies under 802 Freedom. You can find that on 802freedom.com. And we will be continuing. It's absolutely marvelous what's happening. The people are coming forward to bring humanity back into our future.
You mentioned the issue of medical freedom. What do you mean by that?
Well, I certainly mean that we have the sovereign right to decide what goes in on our bodies, and that we need to have the right to decline any vaccine, and we ought to get right into the concerns about these RNA vaccines, because they are not like the other vaccines. And there are many concerns amongst the people of Vermont that a corporate candidate who becomes governor is going to mandate them, and that is wholly inappropriate.
Emily, at your website, you state, Emily stands for your right to be free of government demands. What exactly do you have in mind?
Well, we have the right to transform government, governance, to a self-governing system. We have that right in Article 7. And if you look back historically, we see that government has really not done right by us in protecting us from climate change, from injustice. We still have people who are overdosing and despairing, and we have people who are not flourishing despite the fact we have a great deal of government. So we, the people, are coming together, and it is from our authority that government arises. And we are saying we want to do things differently. So that's what we're up to.
So if someone who's listening to this wants to know sort of more specifically what you have in mind, could you help us understand that?
We are looking at developing an inquiry. This is not a court. This is a simple inquiry, a 802 Freedom inquiry into the reality of the COVID response. And has there, I think the question needs to be asked, have the people been driven into a fearful hysteria for baseless reasons? And if so, why and who has done that? For what end? So we need to look at, because it's totally irrational, the mandate compared to the numbers.
Is that to say that you feel that there isn't really a threat from the COVID-19 pandemic?
Well, you know, I want to honor the people of Vermont who have enormous hearts. I mean, they're leading, they're from their hearts. They want everybody to be protected. But I want to warn them about becoming anti-thinker. You need to think. You need to look at the numbers and discern and remember that government hasn't always been honest with us. And to use your capacity to count, to use the numbers, and to look and see what the exact reality is. I mean, in reality, our threat of dying from COVID in Vermont is 0.00009, and that's including deaths that were not even by COVID alone. Only 22 deaths in Vermont were attributed to COVID alone. So these mandates and the fact that Phil Scott is continuing a state of emergency until a vaccine arrives is the tail wagging the dog. You have to ask. There is an emergency. People aren't dying. This is a mild flu. So people have been frightened. They have been frightened into a hysteria, and I think that's dreadfully wrong, and it's criminal, and anybody who's taken part in doing that ought to be taken to task.
Emily, at your website, it also says, good things are happening in Vermont, and there's strength in numbers, and we need to stand together for a change. What are some of those good things?
Well, some of the good things, as I've said, is that the women, the young women, the wise women are coming together and working together in a seamless and awesome way. There's no like egos. We're all supporting one another and working very hard. And it's beautiful. This is what I have been waiting for. This is what I've been working for so many years. People have misunderstood me, that I have wanted to lead forward in a way with courage that we each are equal, and we are each equal. We should not be having this false authority telling us what to do with our bodies, nor should we have our higher power be money as the way it is with government. Our higher power for humanity is love. So we've got to put on our thinking caps and figure out how to develop an economy that uses money that reflects love and virtue in the right way.
Emily Payton is a candidate for governor under the Truth Matters Party. Emily, thanks for speaking with us today.
Gee, thanks so much, Bob. I so appreciate the opportunity.